In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we read, quote, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them," unquote. Hello again. When you have walked into our parish's McKenna Hall for a meeting or simply for a cup of coffee and a donut after a Sunday Mass, you may have noticed the quotations inscribed on the walls. On such occasions, you may have wondered, who was the Father Horace McKenna who once spoke the quotes? And why did the parish name its gathering hall after him? Well, allow me to tell you some stories about Father Horace McKenna. Like the disciples in today's first reading who were set apart, Horace McKenna, very early in his life, seemed to have been set apart to be someone special for and with Jesus Christ. Indeed, when his parents, Laura and Charles McKenna, on a cold, freezing New York City day on January 2nd, 1899, brought their sixth child to be baptized at Holy Name Parish, they informed the officiating priest that they wanted their son to be called Horace. Responding to the request, the priest exclaimed, "But there is no Saint Horace," to which his father simply replied, "But Father, he will be the first." On the occasion of today's 40th anniversary of the death of this amazing Jesuit, allow me to tell you my experience of attending Horace's funeral. I recall that it was a bright and sunny Saturday morning, May 15th, 1982, when more than 1,000 of us assembled into St. Aloysius Gonzaga Church to honor a man who many believed was the Mother Teresa of Maryland. Horace had died 4 days earlier, 40 years and 40 days ago today. Assembled into the church that day, where Horace had for many years had served as associate pastor, were more than 1,000 people, and more than 100 of us being Jesuits. Also present was the retired and first Archbishop of Washington, Cardinal Patrick O'Boyle. Ironically, even though Horace was his spiritual confessor, Cardinal O'Boyle had 14 years earlier temporarily suspended Horace's priestly faculties in the diocese because Horace, like dozens of other priests, signed a priest petition protesting the Pope Paul's encyclical Humanae Vitae. Horace also served as my confessor. At the time of the funeral, I was a Jesuit scholastic teaching at Gonzaga College High School and had worked with Horace the previous summer at the St. Vincent de Paul Center attached to Gonzaga. It is now the Father McKenna Center. I did not do much. I simply distributed the sandwiches and gave out the Gatorade at lunchtime to several dozen homeless men. Horace, however, did quite a lot for the homeless men, as well as serve as a witness of Christ's compassionate presence for all of us who serve the poor with him. For the last decade of his life, Horace had a series of illnesses, and some of us had hoped that he might survive the latest one. A week earlier, a heart condition forced him into the critical care unit of a nearby hospital. On May 10th, members of the Jesuit community were advised by our superior to visit Horace, as there might not be another chance. And so, on May 10th, there I was alone in the presence of a remarkable Jesuit. Given his precarious condition, I stayed only a few minutes. But as I was leaving, Horace looked with me through his most blinded eyes and remarked, quote, "Remember, Kevin, to look for Jesus Christ in everyone you meet," unquote. When I think of Horace, I often recall this final statement to me. But there are many Horace quotes and statements worth remembering. Several are on the walls of Holy Trinity's McKenna Center. Here are several of them. Quote, "The greatest undeveloped resource of our nation and our world is the poor," unquote. Another, quote, "If the church does not care for the poor, they will be neglected. That is the test of our faithfulness to Christ, how we relate to the poor," unquote. And finally, Quote, the poor can't lift themselves up by their own bootstraps, because they have no boots, unquote. In a 2007 article for America Magazine, Father Kevin O'Brien, while serving as associate pastor here at Holy Trinity, wrote a short summary of Horace's life for the magazine. Father Kevin wrote, quote, the youngest of six children, Horace was born in 1899 in New York City, the son of Dr. Charles McKenna, a respected chemist and first chemical engineering graduate of Columbia University School of Mines, and Laura O'Neill McKenna. Educated at Fordham Prep School, Horace entered the Society of Jesus at St. Andrew on the Hudson on July 30, 1916. Between 1921 and 1923, Horace taught in a Jesuit school in Manila, Philippines. There he discovered the desperate needs of the poor and oppressed. He was ordained on June 23, 1929, and assigned to pastor parishes in southern Maryland amidst poverty and racial segregation, including St. Peter's Claver Church, St. James Church, St. Ignatius Church, and St. Inigo's, where he was assigned on June 1931. Here, he worked for 22 years, and among his efforts helped create the Ridge Purchasing and Marketing Association. He was active in civil rights, the Vietnam-era and anti-war protests, and the Poor People's Campaign. From 1953 to 1958, Horace served at St. Aloysius Gonzaga Parish, and then as assistant pastor at the Church of the Jesu in Philadelphia, from 1958 to 1964. Then in 1964, Horace returned to St. Al's, remained there for the rest of his life, living at Gonzaga College High School and serving the poor in his commitment to social justice in Washington, D.C. Father McKenna founded the organization that we're familiar with called SOME, So Others Might Eat, a soup kitchen, clinic, and employment center. He also founded Martha's Table, a soup kitchen and child education center, and House of Ruth, a center for homeless women. Father McKenna was named Washingtonian of the Year by Washington Magazine in 1977. He received an honorary degree from the University of Scranton in 1978. The McKenna Center, a local shelter and soup kitchen for homeless men, located under the Great Church of St. Al's, was named after Horace in 1982, that is, shortly after his death. A link to Father Kevin O'Brien's article is next to today's homily link. Another link will lead you to a wonderful 14-minute video of Horace produced in 2012 on the occasion of the 30th anniversary of Horace's death. Yes, friends, Father Horace McKenna was certainly a man who was set apart by Christ in so many ways, and for so many people, Horace brought the love of Jesus to them. Before concluding, allow me to tell you a special story of Horace. A few months before Horace died, on a cold February evening, he, partially blind and using a cane, asked me if I would do him a favor. It was after dinner, I recall. In his stammering and soft voice, Horace asked, would you drive me to a place where Jesus was staying that night? I want to be with Jesus. Namely, to drive him to a homeless shelter. I, of course, obliged him and drove him where, for Horace, Jesus was staying that night. As we approached the shelter, a group of men came out to greet Horace. And after I helped Horace get out of the car and entrusted him to the arms of the homeless men of the street who loved him as a father, they carefully led Horace into the shelter where he spent the night with the homeless men and with Jesus. Finally, friends, before Horace died, he wrote the words which may be found prominently displayed in McKenna Hall. Quote, when God takes me into heaven, I think that I'll go off to a corner somewhere for a half an hour and sit down and cry because the strain is off. The work is done. and I haven't been unfaithful or disloyal. All those needs that I've known are in the hands of Providence, and I don't have to worry any longer. Who's at the door? Whose bread box is empty? Whose baby is sick? Whose house is shaken and discouraged? And whose children can't read? Unquote. 40 years later, the legacy of Horace McKenna continues to live, and his witness lives for all those whose lives he touched. For indeed, Father Horace McKenna was a person set apart by Jesus Christ.